KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. One piece of that puzzle is been the Arcata Ridge Trail, which is in its final phases, and Cirque Discolay is a fundraiser that's going to be raising funds, as you might guess, for this wonderful trail. And joining Emily and myself, we've got Debbie Farber Bush from Greenway Partners. Hello, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do we also have Mark Andre, or is he missing in action?
Well, hopefully not missing in action, but we don't have them yet. But we have plenty to talk about with the Ridge Trail
Absolutely.
And the fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. We've been hearing the ads for it. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Super fun. Saturday, November 8th at 7:30 at the Community Center.
So explain what this is going to be like.
So Cirque Discolay is kind of a play off of a fundraiser we did several years ago for the Ridge Trail called Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah, I was in it.
It was drag softball, and everybody in the community was involved. And this is kind of something like that, but it's not a sports event. It's inside, and there's tons of dance. It's disco-themed. We're bringing in this the Caravan of Glam. It's a drag troupe out of Portland. They are a cross between La Caja Faux and Cirque Discolay. So they do a lot of acrobats, ribbon dancing, and just like the spirit of Baton Rouge, we've got a little samba in this, and we've got the roller derby involved. We've got a good relations fashion show with the Va Va Voom burlesque vixens modeling and doing a number. And we have the health sport disco dancers and awesome brews. And new this year is we have Humboldt Distillery and Humboldt Hot Sauces involved, and they're going to make some super cool themed disco cocktails.
Fun. Now, when we participated in the Baton Rouge, as I did, I, of course, had to come in drag. I assume you don't have to come in drag to come to this event?
You can come in anything you want.
Anything you want. Okay.
But we want you to come in costume, especially a disco-themed costume.
Nice.
Because we're going to have a dance contest, and there's prizes for the best costume.
There you go. Well, of course, I was dating through that era, so
we love disco, those of us that are a little bit older, and the younger ones love it, too.
Yeah. I unfortunately don't think I fit into any of my old stuff. I was quite the rail back then. I had the White Angels flight suit and the big platform shoes. It was all in there.
You got to pull it out again, Cliff.
There you go.
It's all about the trails.
That's right. It's all the big fundraiser for the Arcata Ridge Trail, and we're in the final phases of that, right?
We are. Well, you know, with trails, you never are actually in the final phase because we always want to make them bigger and better.
Of course, yes.
But this fundraiser is going specifically to build a bridge over James Creek Road, over James Creek. And, yeah, we just need a little bit of money for it. And there's a couple little things left to do on the Ridge Trail, but we're almost done.
Yay! This has been a long time in the making.
It has. It's a mountain biking trail, a hiking trail. You can ride your horse on there. You can just walk if you want. It goes from Sunny Bray to West End Road.
Wow. How wonderful.
Super cool. And there really has been a lot of new trail segments opening up just this past year. So we had Mark Andre from the city of Arcata on the show a couple months ago.
Remember that?
We talked about the new opening of the South Fork James Creek Loop in the northern part of the Ridge Trail area, and that is will be kind of right where this trail will connect over the bridge that we're going to be fundraising for over James Creek to get you to the northern trailhead and out to West End. So this James Creek Loop is now newly open, and you can get to it from the main part of the community forest and Trail number 10, and it's a great new multi-purpose loop, and it'll be eventually when this bridge comes into place and kind of open up the northern trailhead to West End Road, this will be a whole 4-mile trail from West End all the way to Sunny Bray, And speaking of Sunnybury, there has been a lot of trail work going on there, and the Arcata Community Forest Volunteer Trail Stewards, which is a project out of the Humboldt Trails Council, the trail stewards have been doing great work in the Sunnybury Forest, kind of have built new sections of trail, and sometimes there have been up to 60 or 70 volunteers at a time that have come out to help the city with some of these new sections. So what I really appreciate about the Ridge Trail is that there's been so much community involvement to make it happen. The city has been doing a great job with getting a lot of grant support to make this happen, and staff have been doing a great job designing and building the trails, but it really wouldn't happen without the community fundraising that really Debbie Farber-Bush has been helping lead, and all of the community involvement in building the trails itself.
Yay.
Yeah, you know, fundraising and volunteer involvement is so important in any cause that we get involved in. And we're so lucky to live here in Humboldt, where people actually step to the plate and they want to make a difference and want to make things happen. And these trails would never be possible without the hard work of all of these dedicated volunteers, whether they're doing the physical work of, you know, blazing the trail, which I'm not into, or I kind of like the fundraising part. You know, so there's always a little something for everybody when you talk about volunteering.
Absolutely. So to get this bridge over James Creek, what kind of funds are we looking to raise for this?
Well, you know, we want to raise as much as possible, because it's not just enough to build the bridge. We have to, you know, maintain the trail once
sure.
it gets put in. So we don't, you know, there's never a cap on it. We want to raise a lot of money.
And I think what was so exciting about the you know, getting the community involved in fundraising for the Ridge Trail was really all of the excitement and momentum that Baton Rouge really helped to bring to the Ridge Trail. And that was a very successful fundraiser, and really helped also to get more awareness about that people could donate $10 to the Arcata Community Forest Fund, you know, to go towards the Ridge Trail. Like, there's something for everyone, and a different means to donate or contribute.
Exactly. And, you know, as with Baton Rouge, you want to focus on a cross-sector of people. It's not just one group. It's all of us in our own way want trails. And, you know, what was so special about Baton Rouge is, where do you get, you know, people in drag combined with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, combined with all of our local politicals and notables, all for the sake of building the trail. That was the cool part. With this fundraiser, we've also added something that is really special onto this fundraiser. A very good friend of ours passed away a few weeks ago, Dylan. I don't know if you know him, but what we're doing with some of the proceeds for this fundraiser is we're going to be dedicating a memorial bench for him along the Ridge Trail.
Wonderful.
Because Dylan was a pom-pom queen, and he was really, really active in Baton Rouge and in a lot of our local fundraising that we do in this town, and we wanted to honor him in our small way along the trail.
Oh, that's terrific. It really is. It really is. So this, of course, is a fundraiser. So what kind of funds does it take to get in to Cirque Discolet?
$20.
$20,
that's all. It is a 21 and over event,
mm-hmm.
and you can buy your tickets at Wildberries or at People's Records, Eureka Natural Foods, Good Relations, and the Mad River Union, or you can buy them at the door. And if you buy them at the door, you know, you're going to be waiting in line, but it's okay, because there'll definitely be a lot of colorful things happening in line.
And that's the Humboldt way.
In the Humboldt way. And you can also, if you don't have time to eat, we're going to have Crush's Retro Wagon on hand to serve food. So food and beer and spirits will be sold separately, so bring your money. And we're going to have a little raffle. We've got these awesome trail markers. If you look at them on the Cirque du Soleil Facebook page or the Ridge Trail page, really cool trail markers that say Ridge Trail on them.
Nice.
We also are going the eco-groovy way this year, and we have some reusable metal beer mugs that we're going to be selling there that have the Ridge Trail logo on them. And then you can just, you know, get by your beer mug and get it filled.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So this is good for anyone who's just looking to have a good time. And especially if you're looking to have a good time and help out the Arcata Ridge Trail all at the same time. This is, it's a win for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I feel there, this is going to be a great way to keep up the momentum and even grow the momentum for trails in Arcata and the Humboldt Bay area, since there really are, going to be a lot of opportunities for, the community really helping to make the Bay Trail happen as well. And, as the city of Arcata and the county and HCOG and Eureka are working to complete all the segments of the Bay Trail, there will be, future opportunities for people to really contribute and to really help make a difference in making that happen. So,
right. Yeah. Because we all want that trail between Eureka and Arcata.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really important.
It's real important. It's real important. And, there is just a huge, huge amount of momentum going with that. And, of course, with the Ridge Trail, which, in large part, efforts like yours have really, really pushed this thing forward and immensely popular. A lot of people just love the Ridge Trail.
Sure they do, and we like to do fundraisers that get everybody involved and, more importantly, to get out there on the trails and really, really push for a super cool regional trail system in Humboldt.
Absolutely. We're building this complete regional trail system one little piece at a time, and this little party that's going to be coming up this weekend is part of it. So do your part and show up, have a great time, and help support the Ridge Trail.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Saturday, November 8th, 7:30, Arcata Community Center.
Going to be a lot of fun. How late's it going?
It's going to go till midnight. After the show is over, there's going to be a big disco dance party.
There you go.
Woo-hoo! So get your wigs out. I know there's a lot of things going on in town that day, but you can come after.
Nice. Very nice. All righty. And Emily, what other trail things are happening here that we need to touch base on?
Well, just, since we're talking about community involvement, it's always there's always a lot of things happening on many trails throughout the Humboldt Bay Area, and you can check out the Volunteer Trail Stewards website if you go to humtrails.org to find out, all the different ways that you can get involved with maintaining or building trails. That's really some of the key fun things that are happening coming up.
Fantastic. And speaking of trails, I was driving past Redwood Acres just the other day, and I noticed at the gate right there is a big sign showing the McKay Community Forest Phase 1. That was very, very cool seeing that right there.
Huge progress for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes it, you see signs like that, it makes it more real.
Exactly.
Makes it more tangible.
But if you get out there and utilize them, it makes it even more real.
Absolutely. Yeah, that one's right in my neighborhood, so that is really fantastic. I love seeing that thing coming to fruition as well.
And we'll certainly have updates on the McKay Community Forest as the county is, has ownership of the property and is working to really develop a great trail system that'll connect, key areas like Redwood Acres and really provide, trail options for all different types of users. And so that'll be coming in this next year. So we'll have probably a lot more updates in the new year.
Fantastic. All righty. And again, we just want to reiterate, you've heard the ads. Just don't forget that Cirque Disco Lay is happening this weekend, Saturday, at the Arcata Community Center, 7:30. And come with your best disco garb.
Exactly.
It should be a lot of fun. A lot of fun, a lot of dancing, a lot of just a good time to be had by all.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Debbie Farber-Bush, for all that you do in the community and really for helping plan this event, and looking forward to it.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Emily and Cliff. It's always great to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Trail advocates that you two are.
Yes. We will talk again soon, I am sure.
We will. Thank you.
All righty.
Great.
Debbie Farber-Bush. Right there from Greenway Partners. And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling all this together. We really appreciate it. This conversation on Happy Trails will be podcast, as all conversations on Happy Trails. Just look for them at khum.com and at iTunes.
Happy Trails. to you.